Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today I want to say happy Halloween to all of you, but also to the Sprint workers specifically, because they're scared. You know why? They found out they're going to lose their jobs in January, and they're going to get a lesser severance. But first, wadeforwireless.com, go to the site, read the blog. It'll say happy Halloween to Sprint workers. Two, thank you Tower Safety for all your tower training needs, for all your OSHA needs, and they're doing really well right now. The business is booming. They got OSHA training, and soon they'll have drone training. They're working very hard to get the drone training program set up, which is really cool, right? And finally, my book is finished. I didn't do a mass promotion yet. It's the Wireless Deployment Handbook, and it's focused on LTE small cells, C-RAN, and DAS, okay? Now, it's LTE DAS, okay? So all you DAS guys out there, I didn't go into passive much. I went into digital DAS because I focus on LTE. Why'd I focus on that? I focused a lot on outdoor DAS, and you'll like the book. Why'd I do the book? Everyone asked me about deployment, different steps, what's involved, not just installation, but they also asked about the optimization, commissioning, integration, and I saw a need for that. So I wrote that for you, sports fans, all right? Or should I say wireless fans? But now, I want to talk about Sprint, and I want to talk about the implications on the industry. So if you're a contractor, this may not all be bad news, okay? If you're a Sprint employee, you may find work with a contractor, may not have the cushy, well, I wouldn't say cushy. I know a lot of people that work for Sprint. Let me tell you something, they work hard, and to find out your severance is going to be slashed really sucks. You know what I mean? That's why I'm saying happy Halloween to the Sprint employees, to the Sprint workers. For crying out loud, look what a scare they got. You already know your company's in dire straits. You're hoping they don't go bankrupt. I mean, I'm rooting for Sprint. I mean, I don't want to see anything bad happen to them. Although I don't like the way they're doing this. I don't get it. But let me get into it. So what a scare the Sprint employees got, right? They found out that after working hard for this company, and I bring that up because the Sprint people I know do work hard. They usually work 60 hours and they get paid for 40 hours. I think we can all relate to that, right? Unless you're hourly. If you're hourly, life's good, life's wonderful, and you're getting paid. Let's see, if you work 60 hours, that's 20 hours of overtime, a time and a half, so you get paid for 30 hours. So when you work 60 hours, you actually get paid for 70 hours. All right, I'm back. So here's the deal. I feel bad for these Sprint people because it sucks that they found out in January they're going to lose a job. And if they're smart, they're out job hunting right now. The bad thing is they worked hard. These people are hard workers, and they're going to just get laid off, and they're getting a lesser severance than they expected. Now, granted, they were going to get 2 weeks a year, which is pretty good in this industry. If you're a tower worker, I mean, your severance is a ride home, and you're happy to get that. Hey, trust me, I got laid off from a company, and they never paid me my expense money. I had to go to court, so I got left, you know, over $5,000 in the hole. I'm just saying, hey, what I'm trying to do, Sprint people, make yourself grateful that you're getting anything. At least they said you were going to get a week severance for each year you were there. If you're there less than a year, then you're, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Find a new job. That's all I can tell you. But they're going to make massive cuts. And I didn't think it was fair that they cut the severance. I just don't, because that's sort of an expectation. Well, at least I'm going to get 2 weeks a year. Oh, no, you're not. So I sort of felt they got the raw end of the deal. Hey, Mr. Claure, Marcelo Claure, is doing the best he can. And I sort of don't blame him. The way I look at it is it was the CFO that really made that decision. I have a problem with CFOs that think the best way to save the company is to screw the employees. I don't think that's the best way to save the company, my opinion. I see it all the time. Don't get me wrong. And don't get me wrong, it's a two-way street too. Don't get me wrong. How many times am I going to say that? But my point is, I know employees that screw the company, and I know companies that screw employees. It's a two-way street. I get it. But Sprint's a big, reputable company. For them to make an announcement that they're gonna slash the severance because they need to save a buck, obviously, the company has to be in dire straits, right? I mean, who does that? Let's look at Sprint. Oh, well, first off, before I get into Sprint's history, which I find interesting. Oh, the CFO is Tarek Rabiati, and I hope I'm saying that right. He works for Marcelo Claure. Really, probably works for SoftBank. That's probably who brought him in. I believe it is. I'm trying to remember the article. I just can't. But let's look at the bright side. Before I go a little crazy here, which I'm already doing, Because it just drives me up a wall when employees get screwed. I feel they're getting screwed. They're getting a hell of a severance, but, you know, let's look at it this way. Contractors, this may be good news for you, because here's what generally happens when companies slash like this. One, they're either sinking. Let's hope they don't sink. Two, they're going to cut back so much, they're going to need workers, contract employees, to do the work. And that's probably going to be their new business model, right? They're probably like, you know what? We don't want employees, too much hassle, too many benefits. They have too many rights, okay? Obviously, they don't want that. So they're going to hire contractors, because when they hire a contractor, even though the contractor works, you know, whatever, 40, 60 hours a week, they get paid by the hour and they can let them go at any time. There's no commitment. And right now, Sprint has a problem with commitment. So what we want to do is, if you're a contractor, stay in tight with Sprint, because they're going to need more people. They're going to have basically a staff augmentation. They don't know it yet, so you'll have to stick with it until they're really hurting, say around, I would say around May or June of next year. They're really going to need people. They're going to try to contract out as much as they can. I worked with Sprint in the past, so when you work for them, staff augmentation's okay. When you work based off performance, make sure your scope of work defines that performance, and make sure you know that performance is a tangible value. See, what happens in a lot of contracts based off KPIs, key performance indicators, is that you, the contractor, are going to be held to an expectation that is unrealistic. So choose your work wisely. It's really wonderful to get paid, okay? Goal, get paid. That's the goal, get paid. And some guy made a remark the other day saying about, well, if you're not working, you can't get paid, so why would you worry about it? I'm like, well, that's the point. If you are working, you want to define the scope of work and get paid. I just find it silly that people don't think that's important, especially people I know that didn't get paid. It just drives me up a wall. Anyway, all right, I'm back to the world now. So let's continue to talk. They're going to need a lot of work done. They're going to eventually expand. I mean, we've been hearing about this densification project. They got to do it someday, right? Hopefully in mid-2016. Deploy, deploy, deploy. That's what we want. We want to deploy. 2016. So let's hope that the densification project comes through. Let's hope that SoftBank comes through. Let's hope that Sprint shines in 2017 after giving a lot of work out in 2016. I know right now we're not all fans, especially if you're on the list to get laid off. It sort of sucks. But you know what I find interesting about all this? Now let's talk about Sprint's history. You know, if you're an executive at Sprint, it seems that like life is pretty good. A lot of those guys get to quit on their own, or maybe they're asked to leave, whatever. But they're usually given pretty healthy packages. And I don't know. It's probably not all made public. I didn't research it. But you know what was really easy to research? Sprint's executives, the CEOs specifically. For instance, let's go down memory lane. CEO Dan Hesse, who I believe still sits on the board, got $38 million when he left. That's a severance package, buddy. That's the one I'm signing up for. Hey, let's look at Marcelo Claure, what he gets. He gets about $20 million in compensation. Man, now that's an annual salary. I think $20 million is his stock and all the other crap rolled into one. But still, not bad, right? Let's go back a little farther. Back in 07, when Gary D. Forsey got $54 million for leaving Sprint. He got that on the way out the door. Here's your check. Congratulations. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Actually, I would want to be him. So, and let's go back a little longer. Before that, there was William Esrae, who got $5.8 million to leave Sprint. So it's amazing. If you're an executive, they pay you to leave. If you're an employee, they take away money from your severance. Really doesn't seem fair, does it? I'm just saying. I'm just pointing out a little history lesson. So my hope here, really, is that SoftBank can turn Sprint around. I hope the shareholders are happy. I hope it's good news. The shareholders, they're always happy when you save money. They really don't care about the employees, right? They really care about making money and saving money and margin. I get it. It's all about revenue and margin. And that's really the goal of Sprint here. Sprint's going to build the business. That's Mr. Claure's job. So like I said about being a contractor, now would be the time to build those relationships with Sprint, because you know they're going to need people probably about, you know, April, May, June of next year. I just see them cutting too deep. My opinion, that's what I see. It's hard to run a wireless carrier on a tenth of the employees that you have now. Not a tenth, I shouldn't say that. But let's say you're cutting down to 80% of the employees you have now, especially when a majority of those employees are executives. It's a silly model. My opinion. It's a silly model. I'm just saying they're going to need people. I really don't see the executives climbing towers. I mean, if you see Marcelo Claure out there in a tower, let me know. I'll race him to the top with 100% tie off. I think it'd be fun for both of us to climb to the top. I really don't see that in this future for all you workers out there listening to this. So let's go on here. So for all you employees of other carriers, here's the rub. Here's a concern. Here's what the worry is. The worry is that they're going to do this all the time. It's setting a precedent that executive pay comes first, then profits, then the system, and then maybe the employees. That's a bad precedent in this industry, and it's one that's going to drive workers out of the industry. You know, with this slowdown we had in the past year, it drove a lot of tower workers out of the industry. So when they start to ramp up again, it's really going to make a difference finding talented people, especially with the new training restrictions that are going to be put on the tower worker. They're going to need more credentials, more training than ever, and they're also going to have to pass the training of the NWSA, which Nate has put in place. And regardless what you guys, I know a lot of you workers are highly critical of Nate, but listen, Nate did something. Nate saw a problem in the industry, and they came up with a way to solve it. Is it the best way to solve it? You know what? I got to tell you, I think it is. I'm impressed with what Nate did. They're trying to set a standard for training in the industry. Think of what you have now. You have all these people, all these different certs. You don't know where anyone got trained. Hey, I took a lot of training with a lot of companies, and it's funny. I was talking to someone the other day about credentials, which I'm going to do a blog on credentials. I just didn't get to it yet. I'm a little behind. The point is, when I look back on a lot of my certifications, you know, there's no expiration date. A lot of them are very generic, and I'm a big fan of train the trainer, but I think there has to be more control over it. I think this national certification in the long run will be a good thing. However, it's going to take a long time. I know the certification centers are everywhere, and I get it, but I think it'll take a while to get people certified for a lot of reasons. It's a day's pay. It's a day's work. Once they get certified, I'm hoping they can take it with them anywhere so they don't have to continuously get certified, because I'm going to go back to Comtrain. I know I promote tower safety on here, but the original Comtrain, you're only good with the company you worked for, but a lot of people didn't care. What I mean by that is, if you left the company and went to a new company, in theory, your Comtrain training should not follow you. But the reality is, people didn't care. As long as you had the cert, you had the cert, you were trained, you were qualified. And I get that, you know? Anyway, I know I'm getting off subject here, but for all you other carriers, for all you other employees at other carriers, be a little worried, because that did set a precedent for a lot of big business. You know, it has me worried in that respect, because the way the thinking used to be is, if you worked for a carrier, usually you had a pretty good job. But the thinking going forward now is, you have to be leery of these guys and how they're going to treat you. You know, Verizon's going to lay people off too. However, I know a lot of people that work for Verizon Wireless. They're very happy. Verizon Wireless treats them good. They're very fair. It seems like a great company to work for. What do you do? Those guys seem very happy. They seem very secure in their jobs too. But with that said, I put a few years in at Qualcomm, and they just slashed divisions. It's a great company to work for while you work there. When your division gets slashed, there's nothing you can do. I mean, you apply for other jobs. That's what you do. Now, the good thing about Qualcomm, I will say this, they're very fair. They let us know. They let me know up front. I had plenty of time to find a job. For all you Sprint employees, Sprint let you know if you feel that your job's going to get slashed. Just start looking around. I mean, what can it hurt? I know it'll flood the market. Everyone will be looking for a job. But you know, a lot of those guys are going to wait till they're laid off in January. Then what? The other thing, save your money. Don't do anything crazy. I know Christmas is coming up, and I know that's a big deal. Just don't go overboard. I just think it's a good idea to make more than you spend. I just do. Pay your bills off if you can. If you can't, save your money. Build up a savings. I know it's a little late now. I'm recording this on Halloween, and I'm going to send this out on Halloween. I just think it's a good idea for you guys to really be conservative with your money right now. I know it sucks. It comes right before Thanksgiving and Christmas. A lot of people travel at Thanksgiving, and they give gifts at Christmas. It's really rough to save money around the holiday time. Just be smart about it, okay? I know. I'm preaching. I'm sorry. Guys give me crap about that all the time. I just want you to look out for yourself, no matter who you are, not just Sprint employees. For all you workers out there, tower workers, everything, just be smart with your money. Be smart. Save as much as you can. Pay off as many bills as you can. And I'm very fortunate. You know, I have a wife that is very good with money. I'm very blessed with that. And I thank God every day for that. I know I'm getting a little sappy here, but I just do. So everyone out there, be smart, be safe, and pay attention to what you're doing. And God bless Ernie Jones' family and friends, because I've been hearing a lot about him lately too. So it's very sad, and I wish his family and friends the best. See ya.